But Tu Bishvat is the New Year's for the trees. Well, what does that mean? Well, without going into a whole lot of particular, this is only concerning trees in the land, doesn't apply to trees outside the land. But this is, once you reach this date, it gives you the age for your trees. When your trees are, if you're in the land, your trees have to be a certain 3 years old before you can do anything to them. And then you go 3, 4, 5, there's different teachings, and depending on who you are, what you're supposed to do, how much you're supposed to bring to give as an offering at the temple, when you're supposed to do it. But this is the new year for the tree. So if you planted a tree a couple of days ago, or if you planted a tree 360 days ago, once you get to Tu Bishvat, that tree's basically a year old. So, because no farmer knows exactly what date he planted all of his trees or his vineyard, you know, all kinds, in particular the trees. It's about the species in the five species in particular, but it does pertain to all fruit. But in particular, it is the, which fruit? Olives, dates, grapes, figs, and pomegranates. So there's how many New Years in Israel? In Judaism?
Four.
And this is the New Year for the trees on Tuesday. So we have this idea of the temple. We have this idea of who's supposed to, every man it has a particular obligation to bring offerings to the temple. If you sin, you can bring offerings. If you're happy, you can bring an offering. You're supposed to show yourself 3 times a year with an offering. So when Tu Bishvat, the trees, we know the new year for the tree, there's an expectation of bringing fruit to the temple. And you know what's interesting about it? That this existed prior to Messiah. And when Messiah came, he didn't say, oh, that's just a bunch of nonsense. No, because he's the one who told the people to do it back in Deuteronomy. Yeah, Casey? The preceded. Yeah, the priests and their families. And actually, once it's in the priest's hands, they can give it away to widows, orphans, poor, needy, and stuff that, which they really don't get in the temple, but if you have fruit that doesn't meet the standards for the temple, you can also take and give it to the nations, to the goyim. But that's why. So whenever you get this idea that you see a holiday, and here's how they do it, bless you. Why do they do it like that? Because they were in charge of deciding how to do it, and God said, "Whatever, here's what you need to do. However you decide to do it, I'll receive it." Yeshua comes, he receives it. Yeshua goes, and you see this idea of fruit and trees when he goes and he says, he comes up to the parable of the fig tree. And the fig tree was supposed to have fruit at that time, but didn't have any. And we've talked about this idea that there's no such thing as planting a shade tree in the land. Not done. Why? Because every tree is supposed to bear fruit, not just shade. Hallelujah. And we see this idea from Torah of a kind of a, I would say almost an idyllic or perfect position as a man is to be sitting underneath your own fruit tree, enjoying basically everything that Hashem has given. Yeah. Yeah, they'll produce fruit. The trees lost the ability to produce fruit, I believe so, yeah. Yeah, because even you have even leaves, you know, some trees like a bay leaf, a laurel bay, it doesn't really produce fruit, but you use the leaves. There are tea bushes that it's the leaves that you use. So yeah, when you go to Israel, you'll notice that there's no, there. Well, I shouldn't say no, they're not intentionally planted. There's wild stuff everywhere. But even the wild olives, where are they supposed to produce? Wild olives, yeah. So that's why we see the fruit today as we join with Israel in celebrating Tu Bishvat and acknowledging it, which is Tuesday, is the 15th, today is the 13th. Yeah, it's celebrated Monday, but it's Monday coming into it on the 15th. Because again, when does the 15th start? At sundown in the evening, not at midnight.